With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's a new shoot and kill order coming from President Trump.
President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats that deploy mines to choke traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump's post on social media comes after the U.S. military seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil, ratcheting up a standoff with Tehran. Trump also wrote that, quote, there is to be no hesitation, while adding that the U.S. military is intensifying mine-clearing operations.
Rahman Kapoor is a captain of one of hundreds of ships stranded in the Persian Gulf. He told Sky News his crew has been under a lot of pressure.
My guys are continuously on watch, watching for the drones, unidentified boats or, you know, missiles. And it is not a regular thing on board ship.
And the standoff there going on now for almost 2 months, and the crew members have been on that vessel for 54 days with no relief. Markets edging back from their records in early trading.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging back from their all-time highs on Wall Street after Tesla and other companies turned in some mixed profit reports. The S&P 500 slipped about 0.1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. That came a day after a rally that erased all of the index's losses since the war with Iran started. The Dow slipped 45 points, that's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Oil prices were higher as uncertainty remained about when crude oil might start flowing again out of the Persian Gulf. Brent crude rose a little less than 1% to about $102 a barrel. Seth Sutel, New York.
And this is SRN News. A new warning coming from the Trump administration.
Four Kansas school districts have enacted transgender policies that the Department of Education says violate federal law, putting the schools at risk of losing government funding. Some of the Kansas districts are allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, or letting boys play on girls' sports teams. Others are allowing children to live as the opposite sex in class without notifying their parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Marathon Public Bible Reading event continues in Washington, D.C. through Saturday of this week. America Reads the Bible, as it's known, is being live-streamed from the Museum of the Bible, and on Tuesday featured President Trump reading a passage from Chronicles. Other participants include Republican politicians and evangelical leaders. The event is organized by Christians Engaged and is part of a larger project connecting America's 250th birthday with a Christian vision. This is SRN News. Tragedy struck in West Virginia yesterday. Two people killed, one injured after a chemical release occurred at a silver recovery business. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey says there's no indication the air quality or water supply been impacted by the chemical leak.
I want to emphasize to the citizens of this area and in Kanawha County that based upon all the information that we have available right now, we don't believe there have been compromises to the air quality or to the water supply, that's been unaffected by this. That's positive.
The incident took place yesterday morning as workers were in the very process of shutting down operations for good at the Catalyst Refiners Incorporated plant located in Institute, West Virginia. It's slow going on Wall Street, but not too terribly low. The Dow is down by 110 points, the Nasdaq off by 75. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.